From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 2nd, through Sunday, June the 4th. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting in the Register Star on the town hall meeting held on Saturday, June the 3rd at the Hudson Area Library to raise awareness about violence against women and women's rights. The National Organization for Women of New York sponsored the event, and along with the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood, called for the renewal of legislation supporting organizations that help women who are victims of violence. Now New York President Sonia Osorio spoke about unease over the upcoming renewal of the Violence Against Women Act. She said, and I quote, "We are concerned that the Trump administration will cut funding to this program. We are doing all we can to raise the alarm," end quote. New York received $8 million in funds for the Violence Against Women Act. Shelley Hegan, CEO of Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood, said the organization extended an invitation to U.S. Representative John Faso to the town hall event, but Faso declined, saying he had prior engagement. Chris McKenna reported at The Fray on the response from Democrats and environmental groups to the release last week of the report by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency on the state of the Hudson River. The report concluded that no further cleanup was necessary to remove the toxic PCBs dumped by General Electric and other manufacturers in the river decades ago. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand urged New Yorkers to demand the EPA, and I quote, "finish the job of removing the remaining PCBs," end quote. During the 30-day comment period now underway, the EPA must hold two public information sessions during that period, but has not yet scheduled them. U.S. Representative Sean Maloney, a Cold Spring Democrat who previously questioned the effectiveness of the cleanup efforts, vowed to fight for continued removal of PCBs. He said, and I quote, "I'm disappointed but not surprised that Administrator Scott Pruitt isn't taking seriously our concerns or the facts about the effectiveness of the current cleanup strategy," end quote. Basil Sagos, the state's Environmental Conservation Commissioner, condemned the report and said the EPA had, and I quote, "failed New York. We strongly dispute their conclusions and maintain that the significant amount of contamination left in the river threatens both public health and the environment," end quote. David Lee reported in the Columbia paper on water quality testing at the Rojan Creek conducted last month with the assistance of students from the Hudson and Germantown High Schools. Sampling is done during the second weekend of every month. Rojan Watershed Community founder Carrie Christian said that because this is only the second year of controlled sampling, there is not yet a large database from which to make predictions. In general, he said, the role of Jansen Kill is one of the cleanest Hudson River tributaries. Bethany Bump reported in the Times Union that two state lawmakers are hoping to put an end to the practice of school lunch shaming in New York. The term refers to the policy of denying children hot meals when they can't afford to pay or owe lunch money. The most common form of discrimination is to deny meals to older students but provide younger students a peanut butter and jelly or a cheese sandwich. The bill is sponsored by Senator Liz Krugman and Assembly Member Joanne Simon, two Democrats from New York City. Before drafting the law, they consulted with hunger and nutrition advocacy groups and researched best practices around protecting children from mealtime stigma. They were advised the best way to protect children is for a district to either adopt universal free meals or ensure that children who are eligible for the federal free or reduced price lunch program actually sign up. Amanda Purcell reported in the Register Star that the city of Hudson's new 4% lodging tax took effect Thursday, June the 1st. Existing hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, and short-term residential rentals such as Airbnb and VRBO must register with the city within 20 days or by June the 20th. Those businesses must also file a lodging tax return and remit the payment quarterly. Lodging business managers that spoke with the paper do not expect the new levy to have a major impact on business. Hudson City bed and breakfast owner Barry Butterfield said the new law will increase a guest bill by about $8 per person per weekend stay. Crystal Lampier, general manager of the Barlow Hotel, said the hotel will increase its rates by $5 to $8 per night, depending on the length of stay. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Planning Board last month approved the site plan review application by Michael Luke of Red Hook following a public hearing that drew a standing room only crowd. Luke is hoping to move a 1955 diner to Route 9G at Sharp's Landing Road. More than a dozen residents spoke at the hearing, the majority commenting in favor of the project. The Luke family are the proprietors of the Central House Inn on Main Street in Germantown and of Charlie O's Restaurant in Red Hook. The site plan review now goes to the Columbia County Planning Board for consideration. Finally, Anthony Fiducia reported in the Columbia Green Media that New York Department of Environmental Conservation is telling drivers to keep an eye out for turtles crossing the road. During the months of May and June, turtles leave the water and migrate to nesting areas to lay their eggs. Every year, thousands of turtles are struck and killed as they mosey into traffic, leaving the state's 11 native land turtles in a state of decline. Drivers should be especially aware of turtles while driving near rivers or marshy areas. DEC spokesman Rich Jordanson said, and I quote, "If it's safe to do so, pull off to the side of the road and assist a turtle by helping it to cross the road in the direction it appears to be heading," end quote. "However, it is important to use extreme caution when moving snapping turtles," he said. "It is illegal to remove turtles from the wild in New York. If the animal is injured, the public can contact a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for help." And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers today, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. The temperature high for today will be 65 degrees. For Monday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. Then showers are likely, with a temperature low of 54 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 49. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:28 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 5th day of June 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.